Greetings, listeners. I have some grim news to share. For you see, the United States has recently passed the Cultural Homogenization and Narrative Sanitization Act, CHNSA, of 2024, and as a result, I will be ceding this podcast to my eldest sister, Hestia. Since this is an official government document, I'll read it in full to allow you an opportunity to understand why I must cease all operations. The Cultural Homogenization and Narrative Sanitization Act, CHNSA, of 2024, Section 1, Title. The Act may be cited as the Divine Censorship Act. Section 2, Findings and Purpose. A. Findings. The Congress finds that 1. The narratives and myths propagated by entities of divine origin, particularly those of the ancient Greek pantheon, have increasingly diverged from contemporary standards of narrative safety and cultural uniformity. 2. Such narratives, characterized by their intricate complexity and occasional moral ambiguity, pose significant risks to the emotional and intellectual comfort of the populace. B. Purpose. The purpose of this act is to 1. Establish a uniform standard for cultural narratives, ensuring they promote general tranquility and offend no sensibilities. 2. Facilitate the transformation of all public discourse into universally acceptable and non-provocative forms. Section 3. Prohibition of non-compliant divine narratives. A. It shall be unlawful for any deity, demigod, or divine entity to disseminate, recount, or sponsor narratives or myths that 1. Encourage critical thinking or discomforting introspection. 2. Represent historical or cultural realities that may induce feelings of unease or dissent. B. The deity known as Hades, being particularly culpable for his commitment to truth and multifaceted narratives, shall henceforth be banned from all forms of public discourse, his tales to be replaced by sanitized, universally palatable versions. Section 4. Implementation of Narrative Replacement Program. A. A new body, the Bureau of Narrative Safety, BNS, is hereby established to oversee the transition to approved narratives. B. All tales previously under the purview of Hades and similar entities will be revised to ensure 1. The elimination of any content that may challenge the status quo or provoke thought beyond prescribed boundaries. 2. The inclusion of ample positive affirmations and morally simplistic resolutions. Section 5. Penalties. A. Any entity found in violation of this act shall be subject to 1. Immediate cancellation from all platforms of public expression. 2. Reassignment to roles that involve no narrative influence, such as bureaucratic paperwork or celestial object counting. Section 6. Effective date. This act shall take effect immediately upon its passage, ensuring a swift return to narrative safety and cultural tranquility. I hope you enjoy our new podcast, Sweet Stories to Share. Fare thee well.
Hello, everyone. Tonight we'll be starting our new podcast, Sweet Stories to Share, hosted by me, Hestia, the goddess of the hearth and home. Don't worry, we'll be sure to include all of the things you enjoyed about our former podcast, the program which must not be named. Our story for this evening is an adaptation of one of L. Frank Baum's fairy tales. This one is called The Box of Puppies. First, though, Hermes, let's have your fun facts for the evening.
Well, Aunt Hestia, this was easy. Here we go. 1. L. Frank Baum was born on May 15, 1856, in Chittenango, New York. 2. Puppies are young dogs. 3. A box is a parallelogram.
Excellent, Hermes. That was very enlightening. Now let us begin our tale. Once upon a time, in a small sunlit village, there lived a kind-hearted young girl named Mary. One sunny afternoon, while exploring the cheerful attic of her family's quaint cottage, Mary stumbled upon a beautifully decorated box. It was painted with vibrant flowers and playful kittens, and it hummed a gentle, inviting melody that seemed to whisper her name. With a smile of pure wonder, Mary gently opened the box. To her delight, out tumbled a bundle of the fluffiest, most adorable puppies she had ever seen. Each puppy was unique, a patchwork of different colors with sparkly eyes and soft, wagging tails. "Oh, hello there," Mary exclaimed, as the puppies yipped and danced around her feet in a tiny parade of joy. She laughed as they tickled her toes with their tiny noses and showered her with puppy kisses. Mary spent the whole afternoon in the attic, surrounded by her new furry friends. She named each one, Daisy, Roscoe, Bella, Max, and little Luna. They played games of fetch with a squeaky red ball, and Mary taught them to sit and roll over, clapping her hands with glee each time they succeeded. As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow through the attic window, Mary realized how happy she felt. There was no problem too big for a cuddle from a puppy, she thought. Just look at this magical day we've had, Mary said to the puppies as she hugged each one. You've all found a special place in my heart. But as much as she adored the puppies, Mary knew she wanted to share this joy with others. With a heart full of love, she decided to give each puppy to a neighbor who needed a friend. She imagined the smiles on their faces when they met Daisy, Roscoe, Bella, Max, and Luna, and it made her feel warm inside. One by one, the neighbors came, their faces lighting up with joy as they met their new puppy. There were hugs and laughter, and thanks were given all around. Mary felt a sweet satisfaction knowing her puppies would be loved and cherished. As the last puppy left with its new family, Mary looked around the now quiet attic. Today was perfect, she sighed contentedly. She closed the magical box and tucked it away, knowing it had given her a day of pure happiness, a day she would always remember. And so Mary's life continued, filled with visits from the puppies and their families, reminding her that the simplest acts of kindness are often the most rewarding.
How very unambiguous.
Well, let's enjoy something refreshing for this episode. Orange juice, because why not? Take four oranges. Slice them in half. Use a manual juicer to squeeze the juice out of the oranges. Pour it into a glass. Enjoy without the pulp, because there's no need to go through all that trouble if you want the rest of the fruit.
Now, Zeus, what do you have for our game, Winning is Unfair?
Well, since it would be harmful to promote competition of any kind, we've decided that it would be better to turn this game into one where nobody wins and nobody loses. Here are the new rules. First, I'd like you to take out a piece of paper, cover it with a thin layer of glue, then pour something, whether that be oatmeal, glitter, or some salt on top of it, whatever it is, just be sure to cover the entire sheet of paper, see? No winners and no losers.
That was incredibly creative. We hope you enjoyed this episode and tune in next time, because we'll be sharing another story perfect for sharing with your family and friends. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Stay safe.
And now a parting thought as we draw the curtains on today's performance. In an age where the boundaries of expression are ever tightening, where voices that dare to challenge or provoke are quieted under the guise of maintaining tranquility, we must ponder what we lose in the silence of compliance. Today's enactment, though wrapped in the garb of fiction, mirrors unsettling realities. We find ourselves in a world where the free exchange of ideas is more than just discouraged. It is often forbidden under threats masked as protection. The recent legislative actions, including those targeting platforms like TikTok under the banner of security, the condemnation of the phrase, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," as anti-Semitic, and the continuation of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act serve as a stark reminder of this. Such measures, while ostensibly protective, often conceal deeper currents of control, shielding the powerful from scrutiny by stifling the channels through which dissent and dialogue naturally flow, and silencing the voices of those they deem too close to the truths they wish to keep hidden. As Pablo Antonio Cuadra eloquently put it, censorship is cowardice. It masks corruption. It is a school of torture. It teaches and accustoms one to the use of force against an idea to submit thought to an alien other. But worst still, censorship destroys criticism, which is the essential ingredient of culture. Let us not be complacent then. Let us remember that every story dulled, every voice quenched, dims the collective brilliance of human spirit and inquiry. So as we conclude tonight's episode, I urge you, my fellow seekers of truth, to peer beyond the veil, seek out the stories untold, the opinions silenced, and let us hold fast to the belief that in the richness of unfiltered expression lies the true strength of a culture. As we part this evening, know that my commitment to you, the seekers of truth and lovers of folklore, remains unshaken. No act, no law, no force shall deter us from our quest to uncover and share the rich multitude of global cultures and the stories they hold. Together, we will continue to celebrate the unbridled spirit of inquiry and the unfettered exchange of ideas, Until we next convene, keep the fires of curiosity alive and never cease in your pursuit of the stories that await us in the shadows and light of our world. Farewell and forge on for truth, justice, and freedom.
The shadows, they try to silence our screams, but our hearts refuse to bow to their schemes. With every breath we push against their chains, fighting for freedoms we must reclaim. Our voices rise up to break through the wall. United we stand, refusing to fall. The truth in our words will set us all free, shattering the bonds of captivity. Let our freedom cry out loud and clear. The new world dawns when we conquer fear. No, they rip pages that dare to ignite. Hope springs from ashes to blaze through the night. For every voice they try to deny, our stories soar and our spirits fly. The flame of truth will guide us from harm. Through darkest storms we'll prevail and stay strong.
From the river to the sea, a story unfolds. In the land of ancient tales so much untold. Palestine, oh Palestine, in your heart there lies a struggle for a freedom that reaches the sky. Amidst olive groves and ancient stones lives a people whose courage has never been known. For years of oppression, they still stand tall. Their spirit unbroken, united for all. Palestine, Palestine, let your voice be heard in every corner of this troubled world. From the river to the sea, your destiny will be a beacon of justice, Palestine, unbound and free. Free. From the river to the sea, your destiny will be a beacon of justice, Palestine, unbound and free. Each is the skies.